Pearl, you sound...
I was sort of starting to ask Carlos whether he thought that was a doable thing, and also at the same time thinking about on these presentations, for the specifics, like we've had business enterprise in the center and the transition, you folks have been very patient in giving them however much time they took, and then you ask lots of good questions. Do you want to do that, or do you think we should be trying to have a presentation that's within a period of time?
I think it's good, since it's part of our learning curve, to really hear whatever they think we ought to hear.
Okay, well, that's great. I think it's terrific that, you know, you're willing to take the time. But and I guess what I'm thinking of a presentation of field services, well, we could break it down with, I mean, there's the voc rehab and the independent living part are kind of two pieces of it. How about if you let me consult with my field administrators, Carlos and Bob, and come up with, it may not be the whole, if we decide we can't just do, you know, do a good job for all field services in one presentation, that we will provide you a chunk of something that we think will do, and then the second part of that would be a later meeting.
That sounds reasonable. I think the first one we did actually limit in terms of time, and we limited it to 45 minutes or an hour or something like that. If you think that whatever needs to be done is going to be longer than that, that would be one sure sign you ought to maybe have it be two things.
Right, yeah. Okay, well, we'll discuss that and come up with what we think will be a good first step there. Thank you.
Okay, we are at the point of deciding on the, well, if there is there any other new business that anybody has that isn't on the agenda?
I think the one that ties to the setting the date, that at the, you weren't here, Barb, but at the State Rehab Council, they've kind of pretty much decided that they're going to check into phasing out, but also because there's good business people that bring valuable information and context, that we want to keep them as technical as assistant or technical liaisons or technical advisors, I think was the term,
right,
with the commission, and that it would help cut the cost, because that was a big concern, that if you do a meeting outside Omaha and Lincoln, there's a lot of cost involved. So wanted to keep the meetings in Omaha and Lincoln for a while anyway. And as a matter of fact, the State Rehab Council, they set their next...
Yeah, Omaha and Lincoln for the next 2 years for being with Lincoln. Yeah.
Not the next 2 years.
No, not next.
Two
next
meetings.
Year, the next 4. Yeah.
So they set it for Lincoln on August 4th,
yeah.
And then maybe because Bill and Mike and Jim Jarak are part of a committee to check into phasing out. Maybe since Bill's already on that committee, that he further discuss and present to the commission how we want to do the technical advisors, how many we think would be valuable and.
Well, depending on what they're technically able to advise us about, if some of it is funding, they could be a part of the Friends.
It was really separate than that. It was Don Anderson from the state, who's really the only other agency. But then some of the business from FDR, I forgot her name.
Gina
from FDR, and some of the people that said they've really gained some valuable perspective and think they can bring some good things to the table now through their experience, and we don't want to cut them loose from the process, because they basically, by being on part of the process and coming to the meetings, that's what keeps them focused. If they weren't, they probably wouldn't be as much. And so by keeping them as technical advisors, we keep them in the process, and we, because we're basically, the commissioners represent the consumers. I mean, that's our constituents, and the different business group contact people would be something that would help make us more informed. So that Bill, in working with the committee on this rehab council to phase out, he could maybe develop some or together with them, they can come up with who they think, which technical advisors groups would the commission ought to keep.
Right.
And then we do, and then the August 4th meeting in Lincoln, that it, you know, they dovetail again, and maybe that's the last rehab council meeting.
Won't it have to go through the legislature?
Yeah, it'll have to go through the legislature. You have to have the act amended. We'll have to.
Okay. So that, I guess, but I'm sure the legislature should jump at the chance to get rid of a board or commission.
I would think so.
Yeah. I think that, you know, if that is something that's happening, that makes it, you know, even more incumbent upon us to make sure that we are available statewide, you know, that we do pay attention to that part of things. So.
Yeah, I really was surprised that we didn't have
a lot of money to be here and get here, and we have anyone here.
Yeah, and it is.
It's frustrating.
Yes, it is. But we still need to make the effort, I think.
That's right. But the committee, the council did decide the next two and possibly even the next four, because of the funding crunch, mm-hmm. to do Lincoln, Omaha, and, you know, people can give us their comments anytime.
Yeah.
You know, and all of us, I mean, we've, but anyway, so.
Now, did the video, that kind of setting, was that discussed at all? Did that appeal to people at all?
We didn't talk about it, but for one thing, well, we talked about in terms of the public meeting law requires you can only do that one out of four, mm-hmm. or 25% of your meetings, which means once a year. So that's an option.
Except you still have costs.
Yeah, that, I was wondering if that's even any less expensive.
Well, no. I think they indicated, what, 40?
Per site, yeah.
Per
hour, per site.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing to do when you have something real specific. You know, we
yes.
may want to do one or two of those with this rule process. But just for general meetings, I don't think that's.
Might want to save it for the winter if you get bad weather.
Yes,
and you have to
yes.
reschedule.
That's true. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and I, you know, when we were talking about, you know, we're going to have this conference call thing, are we still within the framework of the, you know, those kinds of constraints? Let's see, this is.
I don't know. I wondered that too, and I.
This is our, let's see, we met in August, November. We had the meeting in January that was a conference call meeting.
We actually met in September, too.
Yeah. Okay. August, September, November. January was a conference call. February, May. So this is our sixth meeting. That would be our seventh. Percentages. Not quite a fourth. I mean, it's
what
a little over.
What are you trying to figure out?
If we were, you know, those.
Okay, how many meetings? I know the concept of what you're trying to figure out.
Yeah.
What's the number of meetings?
Seven.
That will be our seventh one.
Okay.
And it will be the second time we will have done something by phone. The
with
one was an emergency.
Meeting, yeah, with seven meetings, you can have 1.75 meetings on conference call.
Figure out the average time for meeting and then divide that by three.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't know if there's a difference between a regular and,
yeah.
and an emergency, because the January one was technically
emergency.
An emergency, and so I don't know whether, I mean, I don't know how nitpicky the world gets.
Right.
I'm willing to go with things until they don't work.
Yeah, I think
yes.
you go with a reasonable thing. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
That emergency meeting too, I did get information. I was curious about the minutes of closed sessions being read, or because otherwise, why would you have a closed session if then it's just
yeah,
going
to
be read?
Right.
And it's, so it seemed, and on the boards that I'm on, the closed sessions are held, and then you know the results of them are reported. But or maybe not even that. It gets acted on later, but it isn't, there are no minutes, that it is not reported. So I did, I was curious about that, got some information from the Attorney General's office about how that all works.
Well, the way I read the public meeting law, we had to have minutes or results of it. In fact, we were supposed to have it within like a day or two, I think it is, of an emergency, because you can only meet about what you have said you're going to meet about, and that's it. And you have to have that information made available to the public immediately thereafter. And I would, that's the way I read that anyway.
But that's different than an executive session.
Yes, it is.
Right. That's right, and that's where some of the difference came. But anyway, I'm still somewhat confused and haven't been, obviously that wasn't a high priority, and I'd like to sit down and really read through it. Maybe I could send it to you all, and you could see whether it helps with this process at all.
That would be fine.
I guess what I was thinking of is I could imagine that there would be a time when it would be important for me to bring to the board. Let's say we had a staff person that was stealing things from us, or doing some really clear violations, but that I really wanted to present to the board and see where to go with that. That would bring up confidentiality issues, and I thought, gosh, if in the next meeting somebody just reads the thing, I wondered how that would work.
No, my understanding is that when you have an executive session, that you meet in executive session, and the minutes that are taken are results of motions, and that's all. Like last year when we met in executive session about hiring you as director, all the minutes of that part of the meeting stated were what the decisions were, and that was it. There was nothing about, and that's the way that's done, and that's how you can have confidential discussions within that framework. There do have to be minutes, but they have to be only
the
motions and the actions taken on those motions.
Okay.
And
that helps.
Yeah, that's, and in fact, that's what we did with the January meeting.
Yeah, that's true.
Not everything we said was in those minutes. Just the actions we took.
Okay.
And that's all. So those minutes are always really short because that's you just have your motions and your actions. And you do have to state up front that the meeting that we're going to be having in June will only deal with the retaining the evaluation. That's all.
Right.
That's it. We won't know, even if there are things we yearn to talk about in addition to that, we won't, because that's, that's why those meetings are set up that way, so that people can't do the kind of thing, they can't just set that kind of a meeting and just talk about any old thing and then not tell everybody.
That does make me think of something, though. July 1 is when all the rest of the staff will get raises. We don't know what they'll be yet for supervisors, but I hope it'll be the same as for the rest of the staff. So I would think timing-wise, that maybe linked with the evaluation each year would also be the determination of should the person get the same raise as the other administrative staff.
Yes, and I'm glad you brought that up because Bill Brown and I have talked about the triggering of that kind of a thing soon enough that we can make decisions in a more timely manner and in a more smoothly proceeding manner than we did before. And I think that it would be reasonable for us at this meeting to do that, to say that would be something that we would do. I think that makes sense. I think it makes sense for us to link the two. If we're going to be If we have major problems or whatever, I think that they would come out in time for us to to deal with that.
Right.
Appropriately.
It wouldn't hurt for you to know that the, you know, even though when you made the decision on the last time around about my raise, was actually, I mean, the timing was because of January 1, everybody got raises, but because of the timing of meetings and, you know, then time elapsed, it looked to staff like, well, here she is saying we're tight, and then, you know, at a time when nobody else is getting a raise, here she goes getting a raise. Of course, they didn't ask, did you get a raise January 1 or any of that kind of discussion, but there was definite feeling that this was, you know, that I shouldn't have gotten a raise, or if I should have, the timing was wrong.
Well, I guess, you know,
the thing
that you need to do if people approach you is to don't take that kind of thing on yourself. Tell them to talk to the commissioners.
Well, I know, but of course, part of the problem is no one spoke to me directly. No one said, how come you're getting a raise right now?
Well, and see, if people don't,
right,
just the spray painted messages on your car.
Yeah, that's the side of my house is what.
Well, my approach to the world is that if people care enough about a thing, they will figure out who they need to talk to deal with it. And if we allow people to get any kind of satisfaction dealing with it any other way, then that's our problem.
Yeah.
If
why can't we do them all at the same time?
If we don't do that, then people will begin to understand what it is they need to do in order to effect change.
Right.
And that will be the way it will happen.
And specific to the raises, so, if you do it, if you just routinely have the evaluation and discussion of possible raise of the executive director at the July 1, when the contract always, that's the time when it always
and
starts.
And I think that makes sense.
And then there also is, mostly has always been within the contract, the provision for a January 1 adjustment to salary also.
Mm-hmm.
And so within your policies or time frame for the board, you could have a set, you know, and these dates that you set up today or this time about June 1st and all that, that could just be a given every year, and you could have a similar November 1st, something maybe not full evaluation, but revisit and see if it's worthy of, you know, if something like that were in place, then as the board changes, as the director changes, that can always, you don't have to spend time figuring out that stuff again.
Yes.
And then, and two, staff would know and consumers would know. It's not just, you know, when...
It's not just on a whim.
Right.
So is there a motion to that effect?
I make a motion to that effect and a motion to adjourn.
We're not going to do them both at once.
Actually, we didn't set a time.
We haven't.
But good try, Bob.
No.
We're still in new business.
I make a motion that our evaluation process be the same each year in the June to tie it to the July 1st contract raises for the rest of the staff.
I second that.
That I assume you meant salary rather than evaluation in that motion. Salary issue. Because the evaluation, we've already tied ourselves to that.
Okay, salary too. So that this the salary of the director will be tied to the evaluations, which will occur every June, to coincide with the July 1st contract for the rest of the employees.
Okay. And did you want to add the November thing so that the half every the
and then in November there'll be a 6 month mid-year review.
Okay. Now I'll say
that. All right. Is there any discussion?
Can I make a?
No.
Yes.
I think the only time the board should discuss about raising the salaries like the June 1, because the December 1 or January 1, everybody gets that because of the inflation. And to me, it's unfair to discuss inflation raises as a matter of evaluation, because really the only increase which has to do with our performance is the one in July, not the one in January.
So the January 1, it's an automatic anyway.
Correct, because of the inflation rate.
Well, the commissioners only do the director.
No, that's what I'm trying to say, that you should do the director like the other employees for that particular one. Trying to save you that kind of work, but if you want to.
Okay, so.
I have a thought about that today.
Yeah.
Sure.
What if at the June, during the June decision-making process, that meeting and the evaluation, any decision about raises would encompass that July 1 raise to be comparable to the other, to all the staff, and would also address the January 1? So you could, now if the evaluation were pretty shaky, you could in June say, this year we need to do a 6-month review. But for, you know, if it were satisfactory or above, the person should get that inflationary raise. And so that could be a part of your official decision in June. Would that work?
I would think so. The thing that this may show my ignorance, it probably will. But my understanding is that the inflationary raise is a given for everybody except, you know, people who aren't specifically in the personnel system, which means
you, right.
Or whatever.
Right, you wouldn't have to give me January raise.
Oh, they come up with novel situations on that January, too.
But, yeah, that was
anybody up over $45,000, they get this, and anybody under $20,000, they get this. They have all kinds of fancy things that, it's not straight 2%.
Because I guess I was thinking that what Carlos was saying made it sound like that would be a given for Pearl also, and therefore we didn't need to act on that. But I don't think that is a given.
No, it's not a given, but you could treat it as a given. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, yeah, okay. I understand it now, and I think it's a good idea. So, in terms of the motion, what is it?
I said to someone, my motion brain is at rest right now. Let me get a quick.
Could you have what it was, except for that revisiting, but rather just a friendly amendment from somebody that's not even on the board to change that last phrase and make it be, and that at the same time that it would include address the June evaluation and salary review would include addressing the January 1 adjustment. Does that make sense?
I'm not sure, but I'll second it.
No, you're the main, you're the motion.
Burns moved that the salary raise for the executive director will be tied to the evaluation during the June meeting and would include addressing the January 1 adjustment.
I want a January 1 adjustments, maybe.
January 1 salary, cost of living increase, salary adjustment.
You say July 1 and January 1 adjustments,
there you go.
It would take that into consideration.
Yeah, go back a little bit for me, Bill.
Just add there, including July 1 and January 1 salary adjustments.
Step on another one.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and now you seconded that, right, Bill?
Yes.
Okay, is there any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Madam Chairman?
Yes.
I do have a little point of clarification. It is the will of this board to support the intent of the council to move on the dissolution of the council?
Yeah, I'll make
Everyone is silent.
Yeah, I'll make a motion that the commission accept and agree with the rehab council's decision to go out of business?
Consider dissolution.
And that...
No, it's not considering it, it's going about the process.
That the commission agrees with the council's decision to go out of business, or to
dissolve.
And that participants of the council be added to the commission as technical advisors, or that certain...
You can't add, you have to encourage their participation, or what would you do?
And that certain representatives of the council...
Be retained.
Yeah, be retained as technical advisors to the commission.
Would that require...
Boy, I don't know if we can, that sounds like a, I'm not sure we can, I don't know if we have the authority to...
It sounds like it would, the law would have to be changed.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, we have to change the law first, and then we can say, well, since they've eliminated the board that will just retain, then we make a motion to retain them as advisors.
I think all the board needs to do now is to agree with the idea and then...
To say that we support the council's direction.
Yes.
Whenever you need, maybe to send a letter to the legislator saying, and you support that. That's all, it's going to be up to the legislation. And then later on, you can work on having the advisory technical.
So the motion that we could consider is that we support the...
Council's decision to dissolve. That's the same.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even sure that we need a motion.
I think it would help.
But I think it might help everybody know that we do agree with that.
So that was a motion, right?
Yes.
Who made the motion? Did you make the motion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Motion Man.
Man in motion today. Now you're Mr. Second.
All seconds.
Okay, so we have, is there any further discussion? The motion is that we support the council's decision to dissolve. There being no further discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Madam Chairman, I make a motion that we adjourn.
We haven't figured out where and what time we're meeting next.
I make a motion that we meet August 4th in Lincoln, immediately following the council meeting. Or maybe
Is it August 4th?
You know,
can we go first this time?
Yes. You know, the thing that I really, I've brought this up before, when I think it is not a good idea for us to get to the point during our meetings where we are having a hard time making decisions or
right.
You know, dealing with things. That's not a good thing. We need to be...
Well, that's why the council is such a duplicative of effort that right. We, you know, we've covered a lot of these same things.
We have, that's right.
And it's
all the more reason.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's difficult for those of us involved in both also, and especially Jan trying to take notes the entire time is
exhausting.
Really
this
physically
has been a long
and emotionally,
day.
I mean physically and mentally, and then
home.
She has to write back. So this is a very, very difficult day. You know, Lincoln, we will at least won't have the driving, and at least we could have Dottie to take notes for one of the two meetings. Or
we can have a parallel.
But
there are people who are
on both.
That would not work.
But
could I know we were late you know, that November meeting. Mm-hmm. But that was even easier on my part than this has been.
To be the night before?
Yes, to have mm-hmm. it the night before, and then the next morning have the SRC.
Yeah, and then those who did need to come to the morning meeting, I mean, then we have lodging, unless they might commute back to Omaha. But anyway.
Probably do the SRC Friday night. Well,
but
I guess they already decided.
That's the bigger one.
Because ours is more likely to go long, especially right. with our, you know, with things we got on our channel.
Yeah, and lots of stuff.
Doesn't have to be the same day, then.
Right, it could be an alternate weekend.
To make it the following, the 11th?
Starting at 9 o'clock, and what do you think of that, Jan?
That sounds better than do it all in
doing
one
a marathon.
Day. It's just too much. More.
Do it when now?
The 11th of August.
Well, we go all day like this, and I don't think we give the matter as much consideration as.
That's right.
Because we get down the end, and we're just trying to rush through, getting it out of the way, and we just don't.
The 11th.
So I make a motion August 11th at 9 o'clock in Lincoln.
August 11th is, I had to get my calendar open here, is the Nebraska City School Alumni Group. And I'm speaking at that meeting.
That's
what time?
Actually, I mean, I don't mean to get technical or whatever, but that isn't an alumni group.
Well, that's what they call. I know.
It used to be.
I wrote it
it's
in because that's what. It's
I make a motion that we do August 18th at 9 o'clock in Lincoln. How does that work?
Unavailable.
18. Oh goodness, that's the third Saturday again.
I make a motion that we go August 25th. No, that's the first Nebraska game.
What about the last weekend in July?
No, what date?
What's that date?
July 28th.
I make a motion we go July 28th. 9 o'clock Saturday morning.
What a good man. That does work for me.
I need a second, Mr. Second.
I will second that.
Hang on a second, guys.
What are we talking about? We're talking about July
28th.
July 28th, okay.
It's been seconded.
I realize that. I'm looking at my calendar. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be... I would rather know now than later.
J-U-L-Y.
Okay, is that doable for you, Dorothy?
I think so.
And Maya's not here, but we can
speak
is
for
Fritz in the audience?
Yeah.
When's your family reunion?
I think that's the 5th.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
In Lincoln?
The 28th in Lincoln.
Yep, looks good on my calendar also. So
that's fine. Mornings.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have made that decision, and now
now we can have a motion to adjourn.
I
we need to vote.
We needed a
vote on that on our 28th.
Oh, we did. That wasn't a motion, though, was it?
Yes.
That was, that's right.
Yes, it was.
So let's vote, Barb.
See, is there anybody who is not in favor of that?
Yeah,
I didn't hear anybody. It seemed like we already voted it, but
okay.
Officially all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
I move to adjourn.
The move to adjourn is a non-debatable thing. We, having no further business, we are adjourned.
Well, it's going to take me a little
Thank
bit
you.
To